Well, I'm talking with Jim Temme, the director of Urbana 09. Jim, each Urbana Student Missions Conference since 1946 has been unique in its speakers and how it addresses the huge topic of global missions. What are the distinctives of Urbana 09?
Yeah, some of the distinctives of Urbana 09 is we're picking issues that we understand are global issues today and issues that students are particularly concerned about, poverty in the world, justice issues, the environment, our use of money, human trafficking, and each evening there will be a particular theme that relates to that. Now, that's not the end of Urbana, that's part of what Urbana does. And what we really want to do, of course, is call students into global and cross-cultural ministry. That's the aim that we have. It starts now in the dormitories, where they are, sharing their faith with people near them. But one of the gifts that God has given this generation of students is this interest in issues in the world. And we think that that's important to address at Urbana. So we're going to do it this time and try and do it as well as we can.
There's no question that the world is becoming much more globalized every year. Talk a little bit more about how that has shaped Urbana.
At Urbana, or the last couple or three Urbanas, we've had over 130 different nationalities present at the conference. Many of them are in the form of international students who are studying in the United States and who come to Urbana. And these students go back transformed and enthusiastic about what it is that they want to do. Between Urbana 2006 and 2009, we had 8 or 9 student missions conventions that Urbana had directly influenced. Between 2009 and 2012, we're aware of at least 21 that had been planned and that they would attribute Urbana to helping to spawn. So there's a kind of student activism that's growing up around the world, and Urbana is just really part of that theme and is a launching pad for many of these. So that's one area in which globalization is a really big issue. I think another area is what is our role in North America, and we've been pondering that for a while. So we have speakers like Oscar Murillo coming and saying, you know, how is it that we as Americans fit into the world? We have a seminar that's going to be led by the International Fellowship of Evangelical Students, a regional secretary from the Middle East. He's going to be talking about how North Americans are perceived in other parts of the world and what we can do to change some of the negative perceptions that are there in the rest of the world.
You mentioned these other Urbana-type events that are starting to spring up around the world. And some people have said, despite the 60-year history of Urbana and all that it's done, that these may be the true legacy and the real impact of Urbana in the future.
Well, that's certainly what Lindsey Brown said to me one time, he's been quoted on it, as we've publicly quoted on it. And he was the general secretary for the International Fellowship of Evangelical Students for more than 16 years. And he said, for all of the good that's come from Urbana and the large number of people that have been touched for missions and have been involved in the world, he thinks that the greater impact will actually be these other missions conferences that it spawned. I think he's right.
Mm-hmm. So he's right. These are touching students around the world that can't come to North America.
That's right. And Urbana is contextualized for the North American student context. We're not trying to put it on so that Italian students, for instance, feel at home and that it really speaks to them. We're trying to make sure that we include all walks of life and all ethnicities in North America and that we present God's challenge to them to be part of his mission as believers. Very interesting. At Urbana, in the past, we've had, the last few Urbanas, it's been about 55% white and 45% non-white. When I last checked the registration statistics coming up for this Urbana, it was 52% non-white and 48% white.
Wow.
So I don't know if we're going to set a record and it be more than half non-white, but it may happen this time.
That will probably happen someday.
It'll probably happen someday.
Maybe
creeping up, and it may be Urbana 09 where it happens.
Final question. Our economic condition has turned upside down since last Urbana worldwide. How has this impacted missions, and how is it impacting Urbana?
It's impacting Urbana in a variety of different areas. The Mission agencies are a little more reluctant to exhibit. They're counting the costs and how much it will cost to send people and have an exhibit booth there. So that's down a little bit. Advertising, when we say talk about advertising, it's really, we consider it to be services, you know, where information is given about the agencies that are there in the book, and they pay some for that. That's down a little bit. So it affects our budget. Recruitment is, while it's not a lot different from most other years, we are worried at the end, you know, to see whether, you know, when we're coming up to the finish line, exactly how many will be there. One thing we can say for sure about Urbana, it's going to be a big conference, it's going to have lots of students there, and we've got a fabulous program, I think, that really will speak to the student generation.
What do you hear from the missions community about how the economy is impacting what they're trying to do around the world?
What I hear is that all of them, almost all of them, are struggling budget-wise. Agencies that relied a lot on personal support and didn't do much major fundraising have been less impacted than those that operated by projects and went for major gifts and major fundraising, because that was way down in this current fiscal year.
Mm-hmm. Thank you, Jim. Is there anything else you'd like to add about Urbana-09?
We would love for as many people to come as they possibly can. We have spaces for church workers and for pastors. We've got a fabulous program that relates to them. Our target audience is young people up to age and through age 29, young adults and professionals. Of course, the majority of the people that attend are college students. That's where the programming is largely geared for, but we have an awful lot of stuff for people that are a bit older. If you're wondering what God has for you in the future, I would recommend that you come to Urbana.
Thank you. Mm-hmm.